Jewelry can say many things on your wedding day. As a wedding band, it can say, "This is a forever symbol of our forever love." As a gift to your wedding party, it can say, "Thanks for standing up there with us." Blue Nile can help you find the piece that says it all and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0. My guys, Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Tuesday, the 14th of May. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. If you're dealing with a personal injury, you were involved in an accident, you deserve to be compensated. I send you to title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We got so much action. There's so much happening. I'm so glad you're choosing to spend your time and your Tuesday with us here at Zaslow Show 2.0. And that's always a good opportunity for me to tell you guys, you know, you got so many sports going on. And Bet Online, that's your number one source. MLB, golf, NBA, NHL, all the latest stats, news, scores, available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device. Get in on the action. Bet online where the game starts. So, you guys know what the main event is tonight. Panthers, Bruins, closeout game. The Panthers can end the Bruins season in heartbreak once again for the second consecutive year. If they can take that ass tonight in front of the home crowd, that's what we're talking about. Put these babies to bed. That's right. Big time crybabies, the Boston Bruins. It's time to put you to sleep for the summer. So that's what's on tap here tonight. I'm very excited, obviously, for that. That's at 7 o'clock. Got a big day today, all right? So you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now. You're listening in the future, but dependent. I'm doing this, I'm recording this in the past. You're listening in the future. You have information I may not have. That's okay. That's how time works. But whenever you listen to this, it's important that you know. I am on ESPN Radio today. I think I'm doing the rest of the week, all right? I'm on Carlin versus Joe. Joe Fortenbaugh, he is out this week. I'm in for Joe. So me, Chris Carlin, Carlin versus Joe today. Definitely Thursday and Friday also. Maybe also tomorrow. So let's just call it I'm doing the rest of the week. So noon to 3 p.m. Eastern time today. I don't know what time you're listening to this. You could always go back and listen to the Carlin versus Joe podcast, ESPN Radio on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts. So wherever you're getting Zaslow Show 2.0 right now, you can likely also get the Carlin versus Joe podcast there. And hopefully you'll go back and you'll listen. And this is very high profile. This is during the major day part that I'm on ESPN Radio. Now, this show is also on television. It's on ESPNU. I don't have the TV equipment. You know, they didn't send that to me. That's okay. I mean, they can't handle this putting them on television. So I suggested, why don't you just put a picture? Every time that I talk, why don't you just put a picture of Ryan Gosling on the screen? It's a close enough resemblance. So whenever I talk, put a picture of Ryan Gosling up there. And everyone at least will have an idea of what I look like. Just a suggestion. Maybe you take me up on it. Well, I want everybody who's watching, doesn't know me, doesn't know what I look like. I'd like you at least have an idea. You know, the face behind the voice. All right, look at this punim. Very similar to Ryan Gosling. So check me out today and the rest of the week, 12 to 3 Eastern Time, ESPN Radio and on ESPNU. So we got Twitter Jam today. It's Tuesday. You know how we do. First, I want to recap a little bit of the NBA last night. Celtics beat the Cavaliers 109-102. The big story from that game, though, is not that the Celtics took a 3-1 series lead. That was expected, with or without Donovan Mitchell, who did not play last night. I don't buy this Celtic team whatsoever. I think if you put this Celtic team, like, if I asked you right now, today, Celtics versus Wolves, did the Celtics win a game? Celtics versus Nuggets today, do the Celtics win a game? I go no on both them. I think they get swept by either one of those teams that come out of that series. So Celtics win last night, which they should do. And here's where you know there's a problem with the Celtics. They should have kicked the shit out of the Cavaliers. This series should be over. I mean, the Cavs went into Boston and won game two. The Cavs couldn't win a road game in Orlando. The fact that this game was close, and it was a close game. Now, the Celtics always had the lead. They were always up, like 7-9 points most of the second half. Cavs never had the lead, but they were in the game. And the fact that I'm even watching this in the second half, and then I'm still watching it because, number one, I wanted to put Carolina New York Rangers on the big TV in the Zaslow Mansion. I didn't because I know, I'm on ESPN today. Cavs Celtics is more important. I wanted any reason to put Carolina New York on the big TV or even put on WWE Raw. I mean, King of the Ring, Queen of the Ring. Got a lot going on there on WWE Raw these days. But I had to keep it on the Celtics-Cavs game because the game was still in doubt. The fact that the game was even in doubt, I think shows you. I don't think the Celtics are a serious team. Now, they're going to get the easiest run ever to the NBA Finals. Let's be fair. First round, the Miami Heat have been their boogeyman. No Jimmy Butler, no Terry Rozier. Second round, no Jarrett Allen the entire series. No Donovan Mitchell last night. And next round, if they face the Knicks, which is very much in question, if they face the Knicks, Mitchell Robinson, Julius Randle, OG Anunoby, Brunson's banged up. Like, this is the easiest run to the NBA Finals imaginable for the Boston Celtics. So anyway, that's not the big story from the Celtics-Cavaliers game last night. What was the big story, you say, Zaslow? The big story, LeBron James, his wife, Rich Paul, courtside. It is, I understand LeBron, he's from the area, he played for the Cavs for 11 years. It is very rare for an active NBA player to be at another team's game. Regular season or playoffs. Very, very rare to see that, what LeBron James did last night. I've been saying all season, I'm kind of on an island on my own. I think there's a very real chance LeBron leaves the Lakers. We're winding down the end of his career. His son might get drafted. He can be a free agent if he wants. All the pieces are in line. I mean, he has told us, he's kind of backed off it a little bit, but he's told us he wants to play with his son. Well, he could be a free agent. What if another team, maybe the Cavaliers, drafted his son? What does he do? Lakers just fired their coach. If you have any sense, if you have any kind of head on your shoulders, you know the Lakers are not a championship contender. Matter of fact, if not for the one bubble season, and a lot of people will tell you that the bubble wasn't real, LeBron James's tenure in Los Angeles, you could say, has fallen well short of expectation. LeBron has every reason to leave the Lakers this offseason, next month, whatever it is. I think there is a very real chance LeBron leaves. I think there's a very real chance he goes back to Cleveland. I mean, you want to talk about putting a cherry on the sundae of his career to start in Cleveland, middle it in Cleveland, win a title, and then end it in Cleveland. You don't think that's a story to tell? You don't think that's possible? I think it's very possible. And that's the LeBron James move, man. Put all the pressure on the Lakers, trade all the draft picks, do this, do that. If you want me to stay, I'm not going to communicate with you. It's a guessing game. You have to get the right coach. You have to draft the right player. You have to make the right trades. And then hope, because I'm not communicating with you, then hope that I decide to stay with your organization after you've already mortgaged the future to try and impress me. That's the LeBron James move. It's extremely selfish. He doesn't care what the Lakers' future looks like after he leaves. He cares about what the present looks like. It's extremely selfish. And for a player who only cares about what the present looks like as well, you would think communicating with the team about your wants and needs would help moving forward. Instead, it's likely zero dark 30. And you got passive-aggressive behavior like, hey, I'm at the Cavaliers game. Maybe I leave. Maybe I sign with the Cavaliers. You better do a lot of things that impress me. I'm not going to tell you what I want. I'm not going to tell you what those things are that impress me, but you better do them. You better guess right, because I'm here at the Cavs game. I might sign with them. That is peak LeBron James passive-aggressive behavior. The Thunder showed you something last night. Thunder beat the Mavericks 100-96. Luka was terrible. Now, I know he's banged up, but Luka was terrible, and he's missing free throws late in the game that could have tied the game. The Thunder, or let me flip it. The Mavericks blew it last night. They were up by 13, I think, in the second half. The Mavericks blew it last night. I thought the Mavs were going to win. I thought it was going to be a huge moment for Luka, kind of a crowning moment, and they're going to put away the number one seed. The Thunder took back the series last night. The Mavericks blew it, in my opinion. They had a chance to win that series last night, and the Thunder showed you something. A young team that doesn't know what it doesn't know. Down by 14, 13, 14 in the second half. You can't go down 3-1. Can't do it. They took back the series last night. The Thunder can win that series now. The Mavericks blew it. Tonight, Pacers-Knicks, 8 o'clock. Nuggets-Wolves, 10:30. A lot happening. All right. Before we get to the Panthers here. Guys, you know I love making sure that you get the best deals out there. And when we're talking the best deals on a brand new car, you know I'm sending you to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Because at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, we got the Memorial Day sales event going on right now at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Offers, incredible offers on all new Subarus in stock, as well as every pre-owned vehicle on their lot. You see, at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're going to get that relaxed indoor car shopping experience, or if you want to have your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they're going to treat you like royalty because they service all makes and models. You're going to get your car serviced with confidence when you bring it to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Real easy to find them too. It's that beautiful state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. Right now, take advantage of all the deals going on at the Memorial Day sales event, including you can lease a 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Limited for just $199 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Plus, get 3 years maintenance included. Go to nflsubaru.com for full details. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right. So tonight, I'm going to get to Twitter Jam. I'm not going to spoil it for you, but Twitter Jam might be on the Panthers and Bruins. Oh, by the way, Jovo Cop's going to join us on the show today. How did it take me this long to mention that? That's right. Our pal Panther, great former captain, Ed Jovanovski, will be on with us here. We'll get his thoughts on what's transpired this series so far, all the controversy, all the complaining, all the bitching from those sissy Bruin fans who had nothing but crying. We'll talk to Ed Jovo about tonight as well. So Panthers and Bruins tonight. Here's the thing. And I'll ask Jovo about this, but on the outside looking in, the Bruins come off as a team. Everything you hear from them is complaining about officiating and trying to exact revenge on the Panthers for what they believe are dirty plays and taking out their rat captain, Brad Marchand. The Bruins are all about trying to get revenge and be dirty and hurt the players. The Panthers are all about winning the Stanley Cup. That's all they're trying to do. You can go out there, you're Pat Maroon, you're Jeremy Swayman, you're motioning for Tkachuk to come in and engage with you. You're Brad Marchand trying to continue with your rat behavior before Sam Bennett put you out. You're playing all the extracurricular games, and the Panthers are like, fuck off. We're just going to beat your ass. We're going to send you home, and we're going to move on. And tonight, this thing ends. It ends tonight. You're going to have a raucous crowd. Oh, my God. The atmosphere is going to be so great. How about Pat Maroon? I mean, Pat Maroon hardly plays. Just gooning it up out there for 8-9 minutes a game, begging people to fight him. And then after the game, when no one wanted to fight him, he's crying about how nobody wants to fight him. Fuck out of here, all right? Keep trying to fight. Panthers are unfazed. Remember, Darren Peng talked about this between the glass when the Bruins were up 2-0 in the first period of Game 4. Bruins are all excited. They're talking. They're lively. Panthers, nah, even keel. It's about their business. Just looking the same no matter what. Yeah, that's exactly it. You could go with your antics on the ice. You could try and entice guys to fight. Not interested. And the Panthers are going to kick the shit out of them tonight. You know what else we got to ask Jovo? Alexander Barkov. I mean, every time he has the puck, you feel like something good is about to happen. And the best part about this is, he's having a phenomenal postseason. And this feels like a breakout postseason for him. This feels like he becomes a household name kind of postseason for him. Where, if you didn't already know, because, you know, they're playing here in little old Sunrise, Florida, you're going to know who Alexander Barkov is now. This feels like a breakout postseason for Sasha Barkov. Very, very cool to see. All right. Main event tonight, 7 o'clock. I couldn't be more excited. We're going to be plopped on the couch in the Zaslow Mansion family room. I'm going to have an ice-cold Johnny Cuba on my hand. You know how we do. Oh, my. And because the Hurricanes scored 4 goals in the third period last night to force Game 6, now the Rangers are in the pressure cooker. Game 6 in Carolina coming up. They take an extra day. So coming up on Thursday is Game 6. And now the Panthers, if they win tonight, think about this. This is what's on the line right here. If the Panthers win tonight, the next series would not start until Saturday at the earliest. If the Rangers get forced to Game 7, Game 7 then would be Saturday. The next game for the Panthers wouldn't start until Monday at the earliest. So if you win tonight, you get that rest. You get healthy. And they know that. This is a very, very important factor that's in play tonight. So the Hurricanes winning last night was huge. And the Panthers now with an opportunity to win tonight, sit back and watch the Rangers and Hurricanes beat the shit out of each other while the Panthers rest and get ready. If we were doing a big deal, not a big deal, that'd be a big deal.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right. You guys know what time it is. Let's get to this week's edition of Twitter Jam. this week's edition of Twitter Jam deals with the number one topic in the sports world, and that's your Florida Panthers and the Boston Bruins. All the controversy surrounding the game. Sam Bennett, should that goal have been allowed? Sam Bennett punching Brad Marchand out of this series. Let's get to some reaction here on Twitter. This first tweet is from Spittin' Chicklets. That's a podcast from Barstool Sports. It's with Ryan Whitney and Paul Bissonnette. And they tweet out, quote, change the whole complexion of the game. Whole complexion of this series. First Marchie, now a controversial goal. Sam Bennett has become public enemy number one in Boston. Let's hear the clip attached. This is Paul Bissonnette.
Because it just so happened to be at the top of the crease and he pushed him into Swayman, I thought that they were going to call it back. And the fact that it was Bennett, I'm thinking if you're at the league and you understand that this guy just got away with murder the game before, that you might, in the back of your mind perspective, say, you know what, fact that he's even playing and now that he's cross-checking the guy in the back at the top of the crease into the goalie, which he couldn't get up and make that save. And it just so happens it's Bennett the Menace, the guy who punched their captain right in the chops the game before. He's public enemy number one in Boston.
All right, this next tweet here, this is from the Pat McAfee Show, and this is from yesterday. They tweet, quote, playoff hockey isn't for the faint of heart. I think Sam Bennett is one of the most underrated players on the Panthers. That's from their guest, Mark Messier. Here's the clip they attached.
When you talk about playoff hockey, it's not for the faint of heart. It's going to expose everything that's good about the game. It's going to expose some things that are tough about the game. It's going to expose your character and everything else. In my opinion, the Bennett play, from my perspective, was just a hard hockey play. There's a lot of things that are happening at a very short amount of time. The collisions, there's equipment, elbow pads are hard, gloves are hard. I don't think Bennett personally did it on purpose. I thought it was an unfortunate incident that Marchand took the brunt of it and put him out of the game. But I think Bennett is one of the most underrated players on the Panthers. You think about last two years ago when he was injured, the Panthers barely made the playoffs. He came back, they went on a run and went all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. I believe that the Boston right now, they're in tough against a really hard-nosed Panthers team that make it very difficult on the other team's best players.
This next tweet is from Greg Wyshynski, all right, ESPN senior NHL writer. He tweets out, NHL Network just referred to Sam Bennett's hit on Marchand as a noogie. All right, there you go. Next tweet, this is from WBZ Boston Sports, one of their local news stations. All right, I mean, listen to these idiots. Bruins analyst Bob Beers says the NHL completely botched the Sam Bennett situation in Game 4 and that Bennett shouldn't even have played after his hit on Marchand in Game 3. Here's the clip.
First of all, Sam Bennett shouldn't have been playing in the game. And that's a whole nother story right after the hit on Marchand. And that's just my opinion. That's a lot of people's opinion, especially around here. It's pretty obvious that he should have been playing in this game, should have been suspended. He's got a history of it. Watch what he did last year against Matthew Knies against the Toronto Maple Leafs. He knocked Knies out of the playoffs with a concussion with the same exact hit. Right hand, stick in hand, right to the head. We just saw it. I mean, Marchand's wobbly trying to get off the ice. He got hit in the head by Bennett. I mean, Bennett's a hard-nosed player. He plays the game hard.
On edge.
But if they don't punish him, he's going to keep doing it.
Oh, my God. Cry like babies. I can't wait for the Panthers to win tonight. And you cry, you'll have the whole summer to cry. I can't wait. A bunch of babies. Oh, my God. What an insufferable fan base. What an insufferable media. This next tweet is from Mike Ryan. He's responding to a tweet that says, it's hilarious how Frederick elbowing Rodriguez in the back of the head numerous times doesn't even get talked about. So Mike Ryan, I think he's being sarcastic. He then says, don't know what you're talking about. The Panthers are dangerous goons that are bad for the league, and the Bruins are saintly choir boys that are in no way absolutely overmatched in every possible way. No, it's bullshit. These Bruins fans and Bruins media, they are massive babies. All right. Look, your captain is a rat. Our captain won the Lady Bing. That's for sportsmanship. We're going to talk about which team is dirty. Get the fuck out of here. Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee says the Florida Panthers have taken a 3-1 lead against the Boston Bruins. Quote, this is going to be a gentleman's sweep. And here on their show, who knew? Former NFL player and huge Florida Panther fan, Darius Butler.
How does it feel being a lifelong Panthers fan like you are to get to reap the rewards of this team that is a bunch of dogs?
A bunch of dogs. Scrappy. We've been dogs all year long. This is nothing new. I know we're up 3-1. Probably could have been a sweep, honestly. I know we got our ass beat that first game, but I feel like, you know, the goals, the score wasn't quite indicative of the game. You can look at it every game. We were putting way more shots. You're looking at the score like, damn, is Swayman sucking tonight? No, he's got to save 50 goals. Give me a shot at him. 50 shots being 50 shot goals, at him. Every huh? okay. 50 shots at him. I know you're pissed off.
No, keep going.
I've seen that steam coming out your ear all morning long, but this is what we've been doing. And we'll have gentlemen sweep. We'll have a closeout game down at Sunrise. Bennett, a lot of people crying. Bitching and moaning about this goal. You know, it's 50-50.
Is this playoff hockey?
No shove in the back. I thought it was NHL hockey. This is what we do. But Bennett the Menace has been ruffling a lot of feathers up there in Boston. Man, I've been enjoying this series. Enjoyed this game.
Congrats to the fans.
In the airport. Love to see it.
All right. This is Dave Portnoy, Barstool Sports, El Presidente, huge Boston sports fan. He says here, win, lose, or draw, the Bruins have to sideline a few Panthers. I don't care if it's clean or dirty, preferably dirty. You can't let one team just cheap shot you to death and do nothing. Time to fight back, all right? Let's not forget, Brad Marchand, before the game started, wanted to fight Sasha Barkov, and then when he tries to lay a hit on Sam Bennett, they don't like the way Bennett hit him, and he's out for this series, but somehow the Panthers are dirty. Okay, very good. And finally, what chaos? That's a hockey podcast, and they tweet out, quote, I don't think Swayman has any chance to come back and make that save. That's Panthers broadcaster Steve Goldstein explaining why he thinks the refs made the right call on Sam Bennett's controversial call, and here's the clip they attached of Goldie.
It's close. If you look at it closely and slow it down, Charlie Coyle is already gliding towards his goaltender. His right skate is already in the blue when Reinhardt makes the contact. First of all, in the Stanley Cup playoffs, for anybody to call that a cross check, you got to be kidding me. There's no penalty on that. My opinion, I don't think Swayman has any chance, even close, to come back and make the save. So if I'm Jeremy Swayman, of course I'm going to say there was contact. It was caused by their guy, and I couldn't properly play my position. But if you're the NHL and you're looking at this thing quickly, you're saying, is there something egregious that should overturn what they ruled on the ice? And I don't think there was. So I think you guys hit it on the head. There's some close stuff. I agree. But the Panthers clearly, for 9.5 or 10 periods out of the series, of the 12 periods, have been the much better team.
I think Goldie's 100% right. Obviously, could have went either way. There is no way Swayman was recovering in time. That was a love tap. And that right there is another edition of Twitter Jam. All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program. You know, we're talking Johnny Cuba, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba yourself. That's how you get ready for the game tonight. The Panthers looking to close out the Bruins. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. Joining us now, Florida Panther great Ed Jovanovsky, as the Panthers get set. A closeout opportunity tonight, game 5, 7 p.m., Amerant Bank Arena. Ed, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us. So think about this, you know, the way this franchise has, you know, they couldn't accomplish anything for so many years, and now they're a game away from the Eastern Conference Finals, and it just kind of feels like, yeah, this is exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, you're right, Zaz. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, you look at this team, and we talk about it at length, just the process, right, how this group has been put together. you know, drafts, being patient, working with your core, building around the core, and adding pieces to complement each and every one. And it's paying off. I mean, they're a team that's, you know, year in, year out lately, have been right there. They have had great teams. And, yeah, it's almost kind of what we expect out of this group, especially what we saw last year. I know it wasn't the greatest start to the year, but they figured it out heading into the playoffs, scratching and clawing to get in. And we saw what the real Panthers, you know, are about. And, you know, this year, kind of right from the get-go, not too many hiccups, pretty consistent group. And now heading into the playoffs, man, you look at them, they're so dialed in, they're so deep, and they're very difficult to play against.
You know, Ed, when Coach Paul Maurice talks about how it's a special group in that dressing room, the way that they play for each other, they love each other, they enjoy being around each other, is that, like, is that just a thing that every coach says when we get to this time of year, if you're still playing? Or is that a, like, do you notice when you're part of that kind of group, do you notice that that's a real thing?
You notice it. And I've been on teams where I can say that, where, you know, the guy next to you will do whatever it takes for you. And I think that's, you know, in a sense, when you have that tight-knit locker room, everyone is putting their own personal things aside and playing for the team. And I think that's what, at the end of the day, what it comes down to, you know, what the coaches are talking about, close-knit group. You know, a lot of teams, when you say, for example, go on the road, you know, there's a handful of guys that go here, handful of guys that go there. But I've been on teams where we all go together. And I have the feeling that that's this group. You know, when things aren't going maybe well, everybody, let's get up. Let's go for a beer, you know, night before the game on the road and just get together and stuff like that. And I think you need that in your locker room. You can't have one guy pulling one way on the rope and you got 18 guys going the other way. I think it's important that everybody's on the same page. And for the most part, I think that's what he means. When you have a close-knit group, everyone's on the same page, everybody going for, you know, trying to accomplish the same goal, and everybody cares for each other. And you don't have guys that are not playing, that are sour pusses, that are looking, hey, I should be in the lineup. If you win, as you know, in every sport, everybody benefits. And I think that's what this group realizes, and they got something right at the tip of their fingers that they can accomplish here.
What happens on a day like today? So the team is back home. Obviously, when you're on the road for a couple of games, you're isolated, you're in the hotel. It's probably a little bit easier to stay focused. But on a day like today, now the team has been home for a couple of nights. What's going on today for them to make sure that they stay focused and ready for tonight?
I don't think it's that hard when you look at kind of what's ahead of you. You know, obviously, you know, some teams do it when they're at home the night before you're going into the hotel. I'm not sure if the Florida
Panthers. The Bruins were doing that, I guess, the couple of games.
And I've done it both ways. I've done it both ways. And I think as you get older, you just want to be, you know, you want to be home in your own bed and you don't want to change up too many things. But I think for the guys, I think they all realize kind of what's at stake. I mean, obviously, you know, guys with kids, you know, you try to do your best to stay focused. So, like I said, I don't know what their plan was night before a game, you know, what they did. I know they stayed over in Boston flying back the next day. So if you are going to the hotel, you're not really seeing your family much at this time. But I think the families recognize that, how important these games are, and it's a sacrifice they make. But I think just, you know, kind of it's more so, you know, you're getting your rest, obviously. You're doing your pregame skate. And then you're taking your nap, and that when you get up from your nap, that's it's focus time, and you're heading to the rink with, you know, with the mission to go out there and get the job done. And I think that's, you know, what the players are really thinking. I don't think there's, you can say it's just another game, and it is, but it is a closeout game. We all know the fourth game is always the toughest one to win, and you know you're going to get the best out of Boston here, you know, tonight. So I think you just got to shift out of time, the old analogy all the time. You hear it all the time, shift out of time, period out of time, and see where the chips lay at the end of the night.
So Ed, I'm obviously super biased. I'm all riled up every single game because I feel like the Bruins are trying to do dirty stuff, but I'm watching this game, you know, from the outside. And to me, the Bruins, all the bitching and moaning and complaining, Pat Maroon's trying to fight everybody. The Bruins, to me, look like a team that's out there, you know, trying to essentially avenge what happened to their captain. They're upset about what happened to Pastrnak. They're so focused on trying to get some kind of revenge on the Panthers. While the Panthers are out there, you know what? They're trying to win a Stanley Cup. You know, the Panthers are a serious team right now. That's the way it looks to me.
And you're exactly right. And I think when you look at this and you hear all these old timers coming on, you know, these podcasts and talking about, listen, it is what it is. It's playoff hockey. You got to take a punch. Yeah, so be it. It was your captain. And you want to beat a team, you want to beat them on the scoreboard. And I think this time of year, you have to be very disciplined. You don't want to put your team down, taking unnecessary penalties. But the Panthers can play every which way you want. You want to run and gun, they can play that way. You want to up the intensity of the game, the Panthers can do that. Physical part of the game, they don't shy away from it. And they're team tough. And, Boston, I don't think Florida can concern themselves too much what Boston's going to do. You know, they're going to try to, you know, early on in this game, try to set the tone physically and try to take the crowd out of it and do all those little things that you want to do playing on the road. But I think the Panthers just focus on what's been successful for them, and that's skating the puck, being a quick team, being a good forecheck team, and continue putting the pressure on them. And, boy, do I love what Bennett's doing. This guy is the spark plug of this team. I mean, coming off, you know, the injury, and it's evident he can't fight. You know, you don't have to ask Sam Bennett to fight twice. If he can fight, he's fighting. But it's obvious he's nursing something, and he can't do that. But I don't mind this team playing team tough and sticking up for themselves and let Boston, you know, get kind of preoccupied with other antics on the ice.
It's really rare, though, right, in the Stanley Cup playoffs to fight. You don't want your guy out for 5 minutes. I mean, shit, Jovo, I remember you. You were a kid in 1996. We all want... For six games, we wanted you to fight Eric Lindros, you know?
Right.
But you never dropped the gloves, I assume, because, hey, like, I can't be out for 5 minutes. And that plays a part here in the playoffs, right? It's so rare for there to actually be two guys who drop the gloves, right?
It is rare, but it does happen. But I don't mind if Pastrnak wants to come out and fight Matthew Tkachuk, you take that trade. You've got two superstars that are off the ice. It is what it is. But you're not looking to fight Pat Maroon. Pat Maroon is a well-respected, you know, guy around the league. He's tough, and you hear his interviews. It's not like he's not trying, you know, to get someone. There's no takers. Why fight Pat Maroon? You know, going up to, I don't know who he was talking to at the start there, you know, to fight. You know, you want Pat Maroon on the ice, and no disrespect to him, but he's that fourth-line energy guy that creates room for his teammates. But you just want to go out there and play and not get worried, tied up into that nonsense. I think you can do it behind the scenes a little bit to continue getting under the skin of Boston, and that's been very effective. But this team just continues out and plows through things and just work hard. But you don't want to put your team in jeopardy and also get hurt. You know, you get tangled up into these fights. You don't know what can happen. Especially with these head injuries nowadays, you just want to be careful. But I don't think anyone's shying away from, you know, being a possibility out there. I think you just want to play between the whistles here.
Sorry to break up the conversation, you guys, but I want to make sure that you got the best homeowners insurance out there. And that's why I direct you to Brunt Insurance. I've been getting my homeowners insurance from Brunt Insurance for about 10 years now. And I keep going back, I keep going back, I keep renewing because I know I have the most comprehensive coverage out there and I'm getting it at the most affordable rate there is. You know, some of you guys, you're listening now on the west coast of Florida, God forbid you got some damage to your home because of the storm yesterday. Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or you go to bruntinsurance.com. And yes, anywhere in Florida, Brunt Insurance has you covered. They have locations all throughout the state. So you could be calling from Pensacola or all the way down to the Keys and beyond. Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance, his fully licensed staff. They have the expertise. They have the experience. They know what area you're calling from. So they're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need, what kind of policies you have to make sure you have. Hey, that also includes trailers and motorhomes. Let the team at Brunt Insurance help you learn more about your policy options so you're making an informed decision that's not going to keep you up at night. And you don't even have to own your home. Renter's insurance, condo insurance, all the options out there. It can make your head spin. Brunt Insurance specializes in making the confusing crystal clear. When you call 954-589-2204, you're making the right call. Bruntinsurance.com, the only insurance agency that I'm going to send you to. What was Marchand expecting when at the face-off of Game 3, he's challenging Barkov?
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, that's who it was. That's who it was when I saw him. Like, okay. Like, Marshawn hasn't dished out his fair share throughout his career. And, you know, he's that energy player, and that's what makes him so damn good, because he touches so many facets of the game. He has that edge. He can score. He can beat you. He's a game breaker. Listen, it was a hockey play at the end of the day, and it was missed, and you move on.
So give me some thoughts here on, you know, the Bruins are angry. There's a lot of controversial plays. What did you make of the Bennett goal that held up? The cross check, Swayman, were you surprised that Toronto did not overrule it? Did they make the right call there? Because I'll tell you, Ed, I watched the replay. That was a love tap. I thought Sam Bennett barely touched him.
That's what I was thinking, Zaz, too, is it wasn't a blatant kind of, you know, one of those. Is more of a guided push where it wasn't, you know, egregious in that point. I thought you're in front of the net. That area is an area where you're going to have the battles. And what it comes down to is just out-muscled, you know, McAvoy. I think it was McAvoy in front of the net. And then it ended up bouncing to
him. I think it was Coyle.
It was Coyle. And listen, it goes on his stick and it ends up being a huge goal. But I'm not going to lie. I think in these situations, after what happened with the Bennett play, is there a little bit of, hey, listen, this goal is going to come back? But I think the league got it right. I think it was a good goal. It was a hockey play in front of the net. It was a battle, and it ended up bearing up, and it was a good goal, Meyer.
It's funny, you know, where people are like, oh, NHL, they want Florida to win. And I'll think to myself, hold on a second. We're talking about the Florida Panthers, who have never won anything, and an original six team in the Boston Bruins. You think if there was any type of favoritism, it would be toward the Panthers? Are you crazy?
Right. And that goes back to my point about the, you know, Bennett play that everyone was screaming aloud about. And you think, you know, after seeing this play, are they going to get one that kind of goes their way? Well, listen, at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough job calling these plays. And it's, you're always going to have the opinion of, hey, listen, you missed that play. It should be no goal. And then you got everyone on the Panther side saying, yeah, it was a good goal. So it's kind of one of those situations where, you know, if you're Boston side, no one's going to be happy. You felt like there was a cross-check there. But I truly believe that it was a hockey play. It wasn't a blatant, you know, cross-check. It was more a battle in front. It was more of a guided push. It wasn't an extension. It was more of kind of here and then kind of push them into him. Be stronger on your skates.
What do you think happened in game one? Were we rusty?
Yeah, I think when you look at you having, I think it was 7 or 8 days. I don't know how many days they were off. And Boston just coming off, you know, that high in their game 7. Quick turnaround for them. Everything's kind of in sync. It takes a lot out of you a little bit when you're off, you know, for that long, just to get things. There's only so much game things you can insinuate kind of in practice. You don't want guys going crazy hard where, you know, possibility of an injury. But I tell you what, rest is a weapon. And you look at the Panthers, I think it's paid dividends as the series went on. They're well rested. And listen, if they get it done here tonight, it's even more rest, because I think the other series possibly is going to probably go 7 now. So they'll be well rested and moving forward, but you got to take care of this one. It's always the toughest game to win this game, the fourth game. But I think this team has grown so much over the years that they know how to approach this game. And that's what gives me the confidence and, you know, that feeling that I think it ends here tonight.
I'll tell you, Sasha Barkov, what Beast. A postseason he's having. I mean, unbelievable. This really, we know he's been a great player, but right, it feels like this is the coming out for Sasha Barkov this postseason.
And it's awesome that when you hear on all the broadcasts, ESPN, TNT, he's getting, they're talking about Barkov. Talking about him saying, I haven't seen a player like him in the NHL for a long time. And it's well-deserved. The guy plays a solid 200-foot game. He doesn't cheat the game. He's always back in position. He's defense first. That creates awesome offense for him. And I'm sure you've came in touch with Barky down the road. He's the most humble guy. He's quiet. He's not a rah-rah type leader. But he's first guy on a practice. He's the last guy off. He leads by example. And I don't know where this team would be without him.
How great's that crowd going to be tonight, Jovo? Oh, it's going to be fun. Man.
I'm actually parking myself in the stands here tonight. So okay. I'm looking forward to it. This crowd, it's become so electric and so fun to be a part of with the towels. They're right behind the guys, and the guys definitely appreciate it. I know talking to a few of them, they appreciate the fans, you know, the electricity that they bring. So I'm pumped for tonight.
Oh, it's going to be so great. Jovo, enjoy the game tonight. That's cool that you get to experience it as a fan, of course. Excellent job. Always love having you on the show. Thanks so much.
All right, Zaz, anytime, pal. Hopefully we do it next round.
Yes. Excellent job by Ed Jovanovsky. Oh, man, he's fired up. I'm fired up. I hope you guys are fired up. We just got a few more hours to kill before Game 5 and the Panthers can close this baby out. And you know what else? Make sure you're following one of our great sponsors, Sheets and Giggles. Follow them at Sheets Giggles on Twitter, because whenever one of our teams, the Heat or like the Panthers tonight, when they win a big game, my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles, he's always putting out promo codes, flash sales. So make sure you're following if you want to get the softest, coolest, most breathable sheets around. That's right. You'll become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles sustainable eucalyptus sheets, pillows, and mattresses, and you're never turning back. So make sure you're following at Sheets Giggles. Take advantage of all the promos and flash sales that pop up. But if this is your first time ordering from Sheets and Giggles, go to SheetsGiggles.com, enter promo code ZASLOW, ZASLOW, and you'll get 20% off your first order at Sheets and Giggles, one of our great sponsors, been with us for over a year now, and that's because I use their sheets, I sleep like a baby, and I want to make sure you guys get the same experience I do. SheetsGiggles.com. Pick up your bed sheets, your pillowcases, your fitted sheets, your pillows. You need a eucalyptus mattress? Now's the best time to pick up a mattress, because if you've never been on SheetsGiggles.com, you'll get 20% off the mattress if you use promo code ZASLOW. SheetsGiggles.com, promo code ZASLOW. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, brought to us by the place where we get all of the big deals. Caneswear. Have you been to Caneswear in Davie lately? Well, they moved to a new location a few months ago. Same plaza, same great experience, but an even bigger selection. Everyone knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but what about your Dolphin gear, your Heat gear, Inter Miami, your Panther gear? Hey, if you're on your way tonight to Panthers Game 5, you need that new Panther gear. You get a new hat, you get a new jersey, new t-shirt. Stop by Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive. So easy to find them, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Pick up your hats, your t-shirts, and a whole lot more from all of your favorite local sports teams. Caneswear is more than a store, it's an experience. Check out their entire inventory at caneswear.com, where you get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? So how about last night? Pat McAfee, Monday Night Raw. He is terrific as the color commentator alongside Michael Cole. But how about Pat McAfee last night and it spends a good 30 seconds barking in Michael Cole's ear.
The dogs are barking, Cole. Bron Breakker should have been in the tournament. Adam Pearce, yet again, Paul Stooge.
Well, speaking of tournaments, we have our... Our final
That's
quarter.
That's going to be so much fun. We're going to be able to do that just whenever the hell we want.
Final quarter, final matchup in the women's side of the Queen.
I'm going big deal. It's crazy behavior, but he is excellent, and it's an excellent broadcast team. They have found a great duo on Monday Night Raw. I'm going big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about Nick Wright? First things first yesterday on FS1. Nick Wright, you remember the night before Reggie Miller, he was referring to LeBron James when he was talking about how Anthony Edwards takes accountability. Some guys who are currently in the league, they're on the Mount Rushmore. They don't do that. They could take a cue from him. And here, Nick Wright, he calls Reggie Miller a coward.
I would ask my, you know what, I'll look into the camera and make the request to my dear friend Dan Patrick, who has Reggie on the show all the time. Oh, yeah. And Dan is as good of an interviewer as there is in media. Make Reggie tell you who he's talking about. There was two options, Steph or LeBron. Steph or LeBron. They're the only two active players that are on anyone's Mount Rushmore.
And
that's it. By the way, we know which LeBron he's talking about. But make him tell you.
I bet you he throws Durant in the mix.
Durant's on no one's Mount Rushmore.
I know, but.
Whoever it is.
Maybe it's the Mount Rushmore
name and name.
Bag.
I would.
The
bro,
bag?
Bro, I think this is wildly unfair to LeBron. Wildly unfair. I also think it is incredibly cowardly by Reggie. Coward.
Name the name.
Because, and if he's pressed on it, I almost guarantee you he'll say, I didn't say LeBron.
I agree.
So I find it outrageous.
Yeah, I'm going not a big deal. I mean, I essentially think Nick Wright is right. I think Reggie Miller's right, but, like, everybody knows who Reggie was talking about. Just say it. Just say LeBron. He doesn't take accountability. Everyone would agree. So I'm going not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? Evan Cohen this morning, unsportsmanlike, 6:10 a.m. every morning on ESPN Radio, 6:10 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's Evan Cohen on LeBron showing up at the Cavs game last night.
This is straight out of the LeBron James leverage playbook. His son is entering the NBA draft. He's a pending free agent. There's a head coaching vacancy in L.A., and he shows up not before the game, midway through the first quarter, at a game in the postseason with a team that he played for not once, but twice, that clearly needs a small forward. And he shows up sitting next to his wife, Savannah James, and his agent and business partner, Rich Paul, to make sure he gets a standing ovation, good denim jacket. And he's there and he's making sure all eyes on me. This screams out, Lakers, I wanted something and you're telling me no. And guess where I am tonight? You better tell me yes as soon as possible.
So, Ev, if I'm picking up what you're putting down, you're saying that the Cleveland Cavaliers are auditioning for LeBron James and not LeBron James on a scouting mission, seeing which pieces that he would want to trade for off of the Cavs or the Celtics.
That's an interesting twist, and answer is hell no. This is all about going to Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka and saying, look at what this looks like. He did this in Miami. He went for Zydrunas Ilgauskas' retirement ceremony in Cleveland. Miami was kind and let him go. Huge mistake. And he goes right back to Cleveland after that. I'm not suggesting he's going back to Cleveland. I am suggesting what we are doing on our show, Unsportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance, that we are doing exactly what LeBron wanted us to do.
I'm going big deal. Evan's right. Everybody knows super passive-aggressive behavior from LeBron. Finally, one more big deal or not a big deal. Caitlin Clark makes her WNBA debut tonight. Indiana Fever at Connecticut Sun. You know what? I'm going not a big deal. Yeah, that's right. Shocker. Well, look, if I'm going to be watching the Panthers and Bruins, and on the small TV in the Zaslow Mansion family room is going to be Knicks Pacers, if I'm not even going to watch it, how could that be a big deal? I mean, I'll check the box score after it's over, but that doesn't make it a big deal. So I'm going not a big deal. And that right there is another edition, a big deal or not a big deal, brought to us as always by the place where we get all of the big deals on all of our favorite sports gear, Canesware. Visit them at caneswear.com. right. Did it, everybody. Can we start the show tomorrow celebrating the Panthers making back-to-back appearances in the Eastern Conference Finals? Let's go! Come on! Let's do it! Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes who helped put together another great show. Your hard work is super appreciated. We'll talk to you on Zaslow Show 2.0 tomorrow. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.